Well, they have commissioned me to create a sculpture for the Olympic Truce Foundation, which is a part of the International Olympic Committee. For those of you who don't really know what the Olympic Truce is, in ancient times, there were three Greek kings that got together and declared a truce so that those participating and those visiting the Olympic Games could travel to their homes and back in safety. Now, that basic concept was reinstituted and passed in the United Nations about 3 years ago. And this foundation to the Olympic Truce, which is a part of the International Olympic Committee, was formed. Their headquarters is in Olympia, which is the site of the original Greek Games. And this sculpture will be placed there at Olympia when it's finished.
Well, tell me a little bit about the sculpture. I was reading a little bit about what it's going to look like. This is radio, so can you describe it for me in a way that my listeners might understand?
I have three concepts that I presented. First of all, the ancient truce was displayed at Olympia, engraved on a discus. So one of my concepts is a large discus being held by a hand. It looks like an ancient relic. But inscribed on that discus will be the Olympic truce in English and in Greek. And that will be a bronze statue probably installed at their headquarters at Olympia. The second concept was the ancient goddess of truce and armistice. There's never been a statue done of her, so I would really like to see them select that version of the project. She's standing on a weapons cache, which is a shield, a sword, and a quiver of arrows, and she's releasing three doves, symbolic of the three ancient kings who originated the Olympic truce. The third concept is a more conceptual approach. It's an ancient lamp, which is shaped like a large dish with flames coming out of it. And then engulfed in the flames is the world. And then around the world, flying up out of the world, are three doves, each dove holding an olive branch and symbolizing the world engulfed in the Olympic flame, the doves releasing this message of truce to the world, and, of course, the olive branch also being a symbol of peace today as well as in ancient times.
What you're going to be designing is not about a specific sport, but rather a concept, a vision.
It's a message of peace is what it is, and it's a spirit of making truces. Their feeling is that, you know, if for a few weeks during the Olympics that nations can get along, that there will be a cessation of conflicts just for a few weeks, then the International Olympic Committee's feeling is that if that can happen for a few weeks during the games, why not longer when the games are not being held?
It sounds like you have a lot of responsibility as a sculptor to capture that in art. That's a very weighty subject.
I think it's an important commission. It's one that I'm honored to receive, and it's one that I am going to hopefully fulfill to the best of my abilities in a very interesting and creative way.
And out of the three designs, the three sketches we've talked about, is there one that is a favorite?
I'm torn. The first concept was the ancient Greek goddess of armistice and peace, and the interesting thing about her is there's never been a sculpture or any kind of a painting or drawing found of her. So I feel it would be great for me to create one since there never has been one. Second of all, I love the big discus idea because it's just so powerful, a symbol, and it has a historic tie to the actual games in Olympia with the truce being displayed there on a discus. So I'm kind of torn between those two. I'll be happy with any of the three that the International Olympic Committee selects.
Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you if you had the opportunity while in Italy to view any of the Olympic Games going on.
I really did not have time. I am the official sculptor of the U.S. Olympic team. I did spend some time at USA House, which is the U.S. Olympic Committee's headquarters in Torino. I had a great time over there. Got a chance to get around the city and see some of their fabulous art as far as sculpture is concerned, but did not have time to get to any venues. The venues in Torino are fairly far away up in the mountains, and I just don't have time. I've got too many projects going on to be, you know, out messing around at the Olympics.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. It sounds like you have a really busy schedule. And, you know, I look forward to speaking with you again when you find out what it is exactly that you will be sculpting for.
Well, great. We'll keep in touch and we'll let you know.